Hello?
Hello, I'm Chris of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded, and we appreciate your help with this survey. Now, am I talking to Mario Cazares?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, of all the personal telephone calls that you received, you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular phone, or all or almost all call on a regular cell phone, regular home phone, I'm sorry.
I mean, I get all my calls on a cell phone.
Okay, thank you. And just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
In 75.
Thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaska Native?
That's tough because I'm definitely mixed race. I guess Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of, that you completed in school?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. And thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Oh, I staunchly disapprove of it.
Okay, so is that strongly I heard?
Well, I use the word staunch, but strongly will work.
Oh. Okay, thank you, because we have somewhat disapprove and strongly disapprove. How should I record your answer?
I would say strongly disapprove. I can't afford my grocery bills, so we could start there.
Okay.
With a master's degree, mind you.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Oh, God, we need a change. I would say the Republican candidate at this point. We need a change.
And would you say you will definitely vote for or just probably vote for the Republican candidate?
I'm going to say at this point, definitely.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you've heard of that person, and then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll move on to the next one. Now,
okay.
The first one is Myra Flores.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
I think very favorable. She seems to really support the Hispanic people.
Thank you. And then we have Alejandro Mayorkas.
Oh, very unfavorable. He's done nothing to help us down here in South Texas with our border situation. So I would say very unfavorable. He's slapped on his job. He's terrible. Very unfavorable. Sorry.
Okay,
I live here
fine.
By the border, so I think it drives a little bit more passion in the people that will answer your calls because we see what it's doing to us. So I'm sorry.
I understand. Now, then we have Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Vicente Gonzalez.
Very unfavorable.
And finally, Donald Trump.
I would say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Now moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you when deciding which candidate to vote for? Is it climate change, fentanyl and drug addiction, border security, taxes, crime and public safety, jobs and the economy, national security and foreign affairs, inflation and the cost of living, healthcare, abortion, or education?
Oh, gosh, I can only pick one? Probably
just
that's hard.
One.
I would say right now inflation. I mean, yeah.
Thank you. And thinking ahead of the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I am 10 at this point, okay. 10.
Thank you. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Well, it wouldn't be for Kamala, so I guess it would be Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colleen Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. Now, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores.
Thank you. And would you say you will definitely vote for or just probably vote for Myra Flores?
Oh, I would say definitely, only because the guy she's running against has really hurt us more than helped us. So I would say, yeah, going to vote for somebody else. We need a change.
Thank you. Next, and as we wrap up the survey, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. The first one is, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working-class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Hearing about this, does it make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in your whether it makes you in your vote for him? I'm sorry.
I mean, I would just, hearing that makes me even less inclined to vote for him. So
and
less
would you
likely,
say,
extremely less likely.
And would you say is somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next we have, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits.
I mean, I would say even less likely to vote for him.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. The next one is, despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies.
Yeah, much less likely.
Thank you. Now, second to last, we have Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children.
Even way less likely, much less likely.
Thank you. And the last for this section, we have, while families struggle to fill their groceries carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Yeah, again, much less likely. I'm not a fan of Vicente at all.
Thank you. And now that you've heard more information, as a way to confirm, if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores.
Thank you. And now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Well, I guess now that I'm hearing myself who I vote for, then I guess definitely Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong to Republican, or just lean to Republicans?
I would say not so strong.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
On most issues, I guess on most issues, then probably conservative.
Thank you. Liberal. Would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
No, I would say somewhat.
Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you describe them as low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
I would say middle class.
Thank you. And are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed, or looking for work?
I'm employed.
Thank you. And how many jobs do you currently have? One or two or more?
I have one.
Thank you. Regardless how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And with that, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Mom. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.